Granny by Anthony Horowitz. Prologue. Heathrow Airport. The storm broke early in the evening, and by 7 o'clock it looked as if Heathrow might have to shut down. Runway 1 had disappeared in the rain, runway 2 was a canal, half the planes had been delayed, and the other half were circling hopelessly above the clouds, waiting their turn to land. The wind had blown an Air France DC-10 all the way to Luton, while, in a jumbo jet from Tokyo, 79 Japanese passengers had all been sick at the same time. It was a night no one would forget. The green Mercedes reached the airport at exactly 7:30, skidding round a corner and spraying water over 2 traffic wardens, a porter, and a visitor from Norway. Swerving across the road, it missed a taxi by inches and rocketed into the car park of Terminal 3. The electric side window slid down, and a hand with a signet ring and the initials GW entwined in gold reached out to pluck a parking ticket from the machine. Then the car jumped forward again, shot up 3 ramps with the tyres screaming, and crashed into a wall. £10,000 worth of metal and paintwork crumpled in on itself. The engine died. Steam hissed from beneath the bent and broken bonnet. The doors of the car opened, and 3 people got out. The driver was a short, bald man. Next to him was a woman in a fur coat. The back seat had been occupied by a 12-year-old boy. "You told me to park on the 4th floor," the man screamed. "The 4th floor!" "Yes, Gordon," the woman muttered. "But this car park's only got 3 floors," the man moaned. He pointed at the wreck of his car. "And now look what's happened."